Hello, testing, probando, probando. Hello, Mexico, can you hear
Hola,
me?
Hola, Felipe.
Mexico.
Ahora sí escucho.
Come in, can you read me?
I can read you loud and clear.
Then let's start the show. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico City.
This week we have a new music show for you. It's been piling up. We've got a ton of stuff to listen to, and we've selected just a handful of really great music today. We're starting off with something I found by the musician Tommy Guerrero from San Francisco. This is an instrumental called Malas Tierras.
So this is totally instrumental.
Completely.
That's such a Felix move.
I knew you were going to say that, which is why I was happy to bring it in. Because I got to tell you, this guy, Tommy Guerrero, now we played some of his music probably about 3 years ago, the last time he had something out. This is something new from him. Tommy Guerrero is, how do I explain this? He came to fame, or he became popular as a skateboarder, right? In San Francisco.
Oh, wait, yeah, I know who you're talking. It really rang a bell.
It's the same guy, you know, and he's also a musician, and he does this music exactly like this, kind of laid back, very atmospheric, a lot of sonic textures, as you can hear. And, you know, I've been a fan of his music, and I'm really happy to hear this new track.
Sometimes I just really wish I had met you in the 70s.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just wonder who you were. You're like a mystery to me.
In the 70s?
Like before you were a dad in the suburbs with like curlers in your hair and...
Okay, let me give you an idea. Right now, it's approximately 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and if you had met me long before I was married and a dad and all that stuff,
you'd be asleep.
I'd probably still be sleeping right now. Okay, I'm just saying.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew it.
I was a night owl, definitely, no doubt. You know, and
the question is where?
California. In Fresno?
No, where would you be asleep?
Like, okay, moving on. That'll be enough from you, young lady. What did you bring? What else did you bring?
I brought a rapper from Guatemala. You know, Central America in the news a lot these days. And I, you know, you and I have been discussing doing a music show about new Central American music. Here's a little taste of what that might sound like. This is Contra with a K. And this is the song, De Noche y de Día.
Siete años atrás se anunció su muerte. Desde entonces se ha hecho más fuerte. Bajo tierra esperando con ansia. Volver sin perder elegancia. A pesar de su descomposición, está conservado aunque la posición en la que estuvo por casi una década. Sé que cualquiera pida compasión. hace poco volvió, no se rindió, él prefirió salir por su cuenta y dio todo de sí mismo y nadie apoyó. Tomó el control de la situación, logró manejarla a la perfección. Ahora selecciona víctimas con cada vez más rabia y más pasión. Declararon que no volvería, que la luz del día ya nunca vería. Y en esa noche fría, él escapó para hacer averías. Si conocieran su historia sabrían cómo nos salvó la vida a muchos que andábamos a la deriva, siempre avanzando pero sin guía. Y aunque seguían los clavos había una manera sencilla de estar en el tráfico o en la oficina. Con una tristeza asesina en buenas y malas desde la mañana. El rap no para por nada, pasa escribiéndolo en la madrugada. Hip hop desde Guatemala. Quisieron pararnos pero no sabían que estábamos recuperando fuerzas todavía. Como el rap me salvó la vida, yo haré que suene en la calle, de noche y de día.
Que suene en la calle, de noche y de día.
Que suene en la calle,
de noche y de día. Que suene en la calle, de noche y de día.
Que suene,
de noche y de día.
Exacto, como metrónomo, por eso fluyo cómodo. Vengo a quedarme con todo, no hay nada que pare esta locomotora. Mi mente no es como todas, dejando la vida en las rolas, sin hacerla para mis horas, pero igual la escuchas a todas horas.
El sonido que daña tus bocinas cuando empiezan a sonar los bajos desde abajo es música subterránea.
De esa que al sonar ofende, algunos cierran los ojos al ver de cerca cosas que no comprenden. De lo mejor se pierde. Yo me metía más y más oyendo a Nasty Nash rimar, imaginando tarimas, vibrar con los beats de mi rap, relatando mi realidad, incluso llegando al punto de delirar. Sigo intentando yo derribar todos los obstáculos que mi camino interfiere. Solo quieren ver que yo vaya a claudicar. Yo busco morada en plantas moradas, ando con la mente un poco volada. Mi reacción es más demorada, pero la instrumental es devorada.
Quisieron pararnos pero no sabían que estábamos recuperando fuerzas todavía. Como el rap me salvó la vida, yo haré que suene en la calle, de noche y de día.
Que suene en la calle, de noche y de día.
Que suene en la calle,
de noche y de día. Que suene en la calle, de noche y de día.
De noche y de día.
De noche y de día. Que suene en la calle, de noche y de día. De noche y de día. Que suene en la calle, de noche y de día.
Boy, when you consider all the things that are going on in that part of the world, that song is pretty deep. It has a lot of resonance and there's a lot of layers thematically to that song.
Well, and I think it's also interesting, you know, something we discuss on our show is how, you know, through music, it's not just about the music. You can really tell the history of where we've been, maybe even where we're going, although I don't want to stretch it that far. But definitely where we've been through our music. You know, a great example is cumbia and the show we did about cumbia and how, you know, it even the way people dance cumbia has to do with slavery in the Americas. And reggaeton, you know, which a lot of people say, ah, reggaeton. But the history of reggaeton has a lot to do with Jamaican workers in Panama. And I think very similarly, there's a similar story here about how the relationship between Central America and the U.S. and that revolving door of going to the U.S., coming back or being deported and heading back makes hip hop very present in Central America. And I'm talking, you know, what's really interesting about it is also it's pre-internet. You know, because nowadays it's like, sure, everyone has access to music through the internet. But before the internet, you know, there was this huge flow, you know, of hip hop from the U.S. to Central America, back and forth by migration, you know, not through the wires.
What drew me to this song was how sparse the music was. There are just a handful of notes, a handful of beats on the thing, but it put the emphasis squarely on the rap and on the message of the song.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, people who are interested in hip-hop, you know, can find an amazing program on NPR called Microphone Check, hosted by Ali Shahid Mohammed and Franny Kelly. But, you know, I think that's a really interesting point, Felix, because It's like so much of the commercial hip hop you hear nowadays on the radio. It depends so much on good hooks and beats. But lyrically, it's a little bit unsatisfactory. You know, but then you find guys like this who just lyrically, they're just monsters. And he's talking a lot about, you know, like being on the streets in Central America and the violence and the indigence and the poverty that is throwing people to the U.S., you know, or just at least expelling people from that country. And for him, finding just some kind of a shelter in music. And I think that's just a really interesting, the whole album, it's called Contratiempos with a K.
Nice find. Next up, I brought in a track from one of our favorite artists, El Lado Negro. It's been a while since he's had an album out that hasn't been part of a collaboration. He's got something coming out in September. This is a sneak peek of that album. It's a song called Ojos Que No Ven.
So great.
We saw him perform at the Vive Latino in Mexico City this past April. And I was impressed by the fact that he can recreate the sound that we hear on the albums live. Again, lots of sonic textures, beats on top of beats. You know, of course, he does it electronically. But a lot of times, you know, even that doesn't transfer when you project it out to a crowd of people. And he had a very nice crowd of people at his performance. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the album. And I'm looking forward to hearing what you brought next.
Check this song out. Tell me if you recognize the original. It depends on like how up on your Latin American pop you are. It's one of those songs that like it's kind of a catchy, sticky pop melody, and then like they did it in a more like lo-fi rock version, and I really liked it. And it's Chico Unicornio from Peru, from Lima, Peru.
Okay, I recognize that melody, but it's what is the name of the song? I can't remember the name of the song.
Actually, it's a very ubiquitous Latin pop song. It's Luis Miguel, believe it or not. It's like one of his like power pop songs. I think it's from like, yeah, it's from the late 80s. And it's just like this guilty pleasure. Our sound engineer in Mexico is sighing because
this is, you know it from Luis Miguel. It is a pop song from the United States because the chorus is, I only want to be with you.
Wait, it is? Who sang the pop song?
Our engineer, Sorrel Mohammed, is frantically looking for it on the internet. Here we go. Oh, my God.
It was the first solo single released by British singer Dusty Springfield. And there are several versions. The Tourists did a version, the Bay City Rollers did a version, and Luis Miguel did a version.
Bay City Rollers. I'm embarrassed to say that that may be where I recognize it
from. Why are you embarrassed?
Because they're like the cheesiest pop boy band one-hit wonders of all time.
Oh, I'm seeing a picture of them. Yeah, that's kind of embarrassing, Felix. Well, there you go. A song that has been embarrassing over the years and throughout many cultures.
I think that's enough of that.
How do we top this? What did you bring next? I mean, how can you possibly top this?
I don't know that we can top it, but let's have a palate cleanser, okay? Let's go completely in the opposite direction with something a little more rustic. This is Mermelada by Como Las Movies from Austin, Texas. Okay, so Rhea has pointed out that all of my songs so far this week have the same, almost the same rhythmic structure. It's very mellow, very laid back, and maybe even a little, maybe even a little dark.
Felix, what's happening?
I don't know. I hadn't noticed that. I just sort of went through and found music that
you
I like.
You seem so happy lately.
I don't know. Here, let me sit back on the therapist couch and try to figure this out.
Hey, Saraya, could you like introduce yourself to our listeners?
So I just say hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what's up, about Latino people?
That's the voice that we hear all the time in the office and in our headphones. And now you get a chance to hear it. That's Saraya Mohammed, our engineer. And Como Las Movies, from the track we just played, it's a band that's produced by someone who we had recently as a guest DJ, Adrian Quesada. It's part of that whole Austin music scene where a lot of the bands are playing cumbia, but then they're mixing it up with other stuff. And look forward to hearing more from them. Como Las Movies from Austin, Texas.
This is very nice, but... You know, last week, you took over the whole show. You did a whole Felix Extravaganza show with all your music. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm bringing some pop back in. Because it can't all be like 45-minute instrumentals.
Grateful Dead style.
Now, you tell me if you recognize this next song. I'm all about covers today.
I guess so, yeah.
Switching sides like a Gemini. You're playing games and now you're hitting my heart like a drum. Yeah, baby. Well, if Lady Luck is on my side, we're gonna rub this down the line. A little rough me up till she knocks me out. She walks like she talks and she talks like she walks. And she bangs, I need her like she moves as a crazy girl, she looks like a flower, but she sings like a bee. Like every girl in history. And she bangs, I need her like she moves as a crazy girl, she looks like a flower, but she sings like a bee. Like every girl in history.
Okay, was that Ricky Martin, a Ricky Martin cover?
Yeah.
Was it?
So I've been talking up a lot lately the Puerto Rican music scene in general, whether it's indie or rap or rock or heavy metal. Puerto Rico is just bringing it lately. But, you know, it's something that's been happening. It's like been boiling slowly for a couple of years. And it's the product of really hardworking musicians and some pretty amazing music journalists that we've had on our show. And I'm talking about Puerto Rico Indie with Alfredo Rickner and WRTU Puerto Rico with Ezequiel Rodriguez Andino. They've been pushing this music scene, and it's so cool to see that it's really finally getting its due. And I bring that up because this is part of a compilation celebrating the 5-year anniversary of Puerto Rico Indie. And it's called Indie Martin. And it's like just a bunch of bands doing really cool covers of famous Ricky Martin songs.
Oh my gosh.
And this is the Dominican duo Las Acevedo.
What a great idea.
I know, right? Like, just get something like super cheesy pop.
Killer concept.
And get a bunch of bands to reinterpret it.
Tell us the name of the album again.
Indie Martin.
I just wanted to hear you say that. Okay, I'm going to continue in a semi-pop vein, believe it or not, Jasmine, with the artist Maria del Pilar. She put an album out last year, but she's released a new video for one of the songs, and I'm mesmerized by the video. And of course, the song stands on its own, but the video adds another layer to it. So we're going to play the song from an album from last year, just so we can put the video on our website. This song is called Miss Funeral.
Su cabeza y está sin resuelva.
I'm very surprised. In the course of this one show, you went from being like the prince of cumbia darkness to, to like putting daisies in your hair. I'm glad that, in a way, it was like a therapy session for you.
It was. Yeah. Oh, I talked through my problems and my issues inside my head while the music was playing, so I'm in a much better place now. Thank you.
Thanks, thanks. I mean, that was a rough time you went through.
I'm in a much better place now so that we can end the show with a track from Hector Guerra. He's living in Mexico. He's a DJ from Spain. This is something new. I think he has a new album coming out later in the year, but this is a new track called Fantasy. I really like what he does with that whole banda thing with the tuba and the trumpets and all that stuff. I really like this. Again, Hector Guerra.
So before we go, I want to ask listeners, is there like one embarrassing pop song? Kind of like, you know how Felix loves that the Bay Area Rollers or whatever
rollers.
They're called? But you know he's going on the metro listening to them.
If you do have such a song, let us know on Facebook and Twitter. We're NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
And this has been Alt Latino.
Hey, Felix.
Yeah?
I only want to be with you.
Y ahora te puedes marchar.
The Prince of Darkness is back.